All right. Okay. So I guess we're doing this. The penis preference test, because I have nothing fucking else to do today but look at dicks. And you're gonna listen to me talk about dicks, and I don't know how long this is gonna take. So get some popcorn. Maybe open a beer if you're, you know, into that stuff. Okay, so. Say called hello quizzy.com, the penis preference test. All right, first picture, we're gonna notice that this motherfucker needs to clean his sink area. Brush and a comb. And some good hair grooming implements there. I'm not sure if that background, like that floor in the background, is concrete or carpet, but it needs to be cleaned because it looks gross. All right, I also like that the guy's wearing shorts that almost completely blend into the general tone and color of the background. And look, oh, there's a penis. It's a nice dick. I mean, nothing extraordinary about it, but it's gonna do the job. So, I don't like his hands though. All right, but this is the penis preference test, not the hand preference test. And what do I think of this dick? Normal. Normal. Okay, scrolling down. Okay, this dick would make me hurt because that's fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous. Ha 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 ha. Jesus. I mean, if it's not Photoshop, which it probably is, that wouldn't get anywhere near me ever. I would take one look at it and just, you know, kindly ask him to not, completely destroy my inner workings. Other than that, I mean, it's nice that he works out. I guess that's a plus. Very vascular forearms. And if you know anything about the ladies, it's that we ladies like the forearms. Okay, I'm scrolling down. And there's that. This guy's dick. It's a little undersized. Let's just be honest about it. It's got nice, shape overall. It's not like one of those weird dicks that you see on like Motherless or E-Fucked or anything. One thing I would suggest to this gentleman would be to trim his pubic hair. Other than that, I mean, it's not my first choice, but it's there. Okay, and then we have to rate it as we go. Great, whatever. I just wanted to look at pictures of penises. Is that okay? All right. Very skinny gentleman here with an obviously photoshopped penis. Because I mean, like, if you look at the pixels on the side, it's pretty. Okay, I'm gonna view. I can't even view the picture. This is bullshit. Because I wanted to zoom in, and I'm not saving this fucking picture. No, thank you. But they tried their best to blend it into the pubic hair, but you can still kind of see where they fucked up. And then where it sits against the jeans and where it is against the floor, you can see the, it's clipped. I do a little bit of Photoshop work, so I know Photoshop when I see it. And I have to say something about it, I guess. It's huge. It's comically big. And I feel sorry for you if you have a penis that big because you're never gonna get all of that inside of a real person. I'm really sorry. I mean, unless you're doing anal, I guess, and they're like one of those, like, got one of those anal gapes going on, you know? Okay, so that's all I have to say about that. Okay, wow, finally a real looking penis. Next to the orange sports bottle. I really hope that's your bottle, sir, because then you're just touching your dick against someone's bottle. That's really inconsiderate. Okay, so it's I've never seen, or at least in my experience, I have never seen a head that looked quite like that, so that's a bit different. He actually seems to understand that you can't have like a horrible amount of pubic hair around your dick, so that's very respectable. I respect that dick. Okay. So that one I would definitely I mean it's still a little big for me. I tend to kind of lean towards the smaller size because anything above, I'm not gonna say it, anything above a certain size isn't like comfortable for me. So I think this is a big dick. Okay, more Photoshop. This one is a little bit better, but you can tell that they used the stamp tool. I mean, I've had a conversation about this kind of stuff before with someone, and to me, stuff like this, I don't know if guys actually believe that this is what girls want anywhere near them. I mean, in hentai, okay, because they have like rubber insides or something. I don't know how to explain hentai physics. But this reminds me a lot of sexual idols, like the statues that they found in what is it, Sumeria, of the guys with the huge dicks. I think they found some in Egypt too, but they're like, it's a pretty common theme. Fertility idols, that's what they're called. And they with women they over exaggerate the breasts and the hips and the buttocks, and with the man they over exaggerate the penis. And that kind of reminds me of it. It's sorry, it's my knuckles, I can't. There we go. Yeah, so it's sort of like an aesthetic representation of a penis, and it's good in theory, and it's kind of hot to think that, oh man, like, oh, it's such a big, overwhelmingly big penis, and that's sort of playing towards the dominant submissive idea, where a woman submits to like a large, overpowering penis, and but in application, it really, it's really not. Okay, so this is, I'm gonna say it's over 12 inches, but that's the only option they're giving me, so I'm just gonna say 12 inches. All right, and now we have the toilet paper roll for scale. That's new. Toilet paper roll for scale for this next guy. And yeah, it's got a, I like this one a lot. I wish they would have more pictures like this rather than just showing like these gigantic, ridiculous looking dicks and then like this really small stuff. Because I mean, there's so much in between, and there's not much to judge here. There's not a big enough sample size. Okay. But this one's nice. It's got a good thickness. It heads smaller than the shaft, and that's kind of, it's different. But yeah, okay, so I'd say it's pretty big. Pretty big. Oh, next one, we got uncut. Actually, I really like the look of uncut penises, mostly because I'm really against like non-consensual genital mutilation in general. And I mean, if you got that as a kid, and if it was your parents' decision, I don't agree with it, like what your parents did, but it's not like you could help it, you know? But I really wish there was less of a preference in society for circumcised penises, because it's sort of like, like when they take away the clitoral hood with girls and it's disgusting, or worse, they take away the clit with girls, and maybe that's a little bit graphic to think about in a penis preference test, but that's what I'm thinking about. And you know, it's to ruin their sensitivity. And I guess they're like, with guys, oh well, if you have less sensitivity, then you can last longer in bed. And I think that's like disgusting that we're thinking about babies' sex lives before they even have, like, consent. And there is such a thing as phimosis, which means that the foreskin is too tight around the head of the penis and it can't properly retract. But you can, there's therapies for that, like stretching it day by day and making sure, like, you know, to keep it all clean and stuff in there. And, yeah, but, it's become such a norm, like, even outside of, like, religious practice. It's just, oh, well, my baby needs to have the dick that looks like my dick. Because, what was it called? They actually, I can't remember if it was in the 30s or the 40s or something. Especially in America, they actually thought that uncircumcised penises, or, no, circumcised penises, if you circumcise your baby's penis, they wouldn't masturbate as much. I'm not kidding. Like, look that up somewhere. That's what I've heard. So, again, we're thinking about babies' sex lives, and I think that's disgusting. So I really like the look of uncut penises, because I can't imagine not having a clitoral hood, and, I think men should have the choice. Like, if they want to get themselves circumcised, then they should be able to do that later in life. And, you know, I'm sorry, I'm kind of, this is the one that gets to me, because it looks like the most natural and, like, sexually, appealing, just because, I guess you got good lighting on it, too, so that's, anybody who's in the art world would know, chiaroscuro. It's not quite that stark, but it's got, like, highlight, it's got middle, and, it's got shadow, and I think it even has a little bit of reflected light, too. Oh, okay, I'm a nerd. Moving on, and we'll measure that. I'm saying that's 10 inches long. Maybe more, I'm not sure. Oh, okay, and another uncut dick, and that looks absolutely lovely. And to answer that question, I like uncut. But again, if it wasn't your choice, then, you know, you have nothing to be embarrassed about, and I wish you had had that choice. And maybe you should leave a comment. If you're cut, would you have chosen, if you had gotten the choice, would you have remained uncut? Or do you like your dick the way it is? I mean, you should love your dick the way it is, but, like, what if? Okay, moving on. I'm rambling. Okay, can't tell if it's photoshopped, but, you know, it's not unheard of to have a penis that size. And if it is photoshopped, they did a pretty good job. And, in terms of thickness, this dick, ... too many ellipses. I would say, for me, personally, too thick. You can already see the model, or the woman, the person in the photo that is sucking on the dick, she's having a problem even, you know, her mouth can't open that wide. I don't know if I'd be, like, scared or impressed to see someone take a dick that big. Yeah, so, I don't know. I'm kind of tired of seeing these huge fucking penises. Okay, and then there's a normal size guy. Here it is. Again, men, you need to trim this hair, because, oh my god, please. And, okay, the reason I say this, and as a man, you've probably, if you're a straight male, you probably never sucked a penis before, or I don't know, maybe middle school or high school was a weird time for you. If you never sucked a penis before, when you get down to the bottom of the shaft, there's hair. Guess where your mouth is? At the bottom of your shaft. What's gonna end up in your mouth? Hair. I do not appreciate hair in my mouth when I'm trying to suck a penis. There, public service announcement. Oh. Okay, so how long does this dick look to me? I'd say it's like 6 inches. Alright, and then, that's it. That's it, I'm finished. That was terrible. I could have looked at many more penises. But, I guess we're gonna have to cut it short there. So, here's 15 minutes of me talking about dicks. And hope you enjoy it. And everybody's starting to get ready. I think you guys had midterms? You guys had midterms? It's not quite finals. Okay. Y'all enjoy your penises and or vaginas.